Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You having a medical emergency. We need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
Well, yes, and also I'm trying to find out what are the guidelines for getting tested for COVID-19, because just last night my aunt was sick and throwing up blood, can't breathe, having problems breathing. They had to give her oxygen, but yet they wouldn't give her a COVID-19 test while she's at there at the hospital. So I'm trying to find out what are the standards now for getting tested.
So I basically want to know what are the symptoms.
I mean, is it you gotta have? I mean, she had three other symptoms. Yes. What is the requirements to get tested? They have a COVID-19 test now.
Okay.
In Alabama.
So to receive a test, you'll have to. Well, you'll start seeking attention if you have trouble breathing, persistent pain, oppression in the chest, confusion, inability to stay awake. Blushes, lips and face, like a gloomy looking, pale looking. But the symptoms are fever, cough, shortness of breath, difficult breathing, fatigue, muscle and body aches, headaches, loss of taste and smell, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea are the symptoms. But you should try to get tested. When she have trouble breathing.
Why would they refuse to give her a COVID-19 test at the emergency room then? I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because she's coming back home to multiple caregivers, not knowing, they say she has a stomach virus, but not knowing if COVID-19 is the part of that. And then they still would not give her a COVID-19 test.
Now about that, I wouldn't know. You can try contacting the CDC. Customer service line,
I mean,
or check their website.
Yeah, but CDC don't have anything really to do with how Alabama is governing, you know, because every state is different. CDC is just giving out guidelines. But I'm in Alabama, went to Greenville and can't get a COVID-19 test when she's sick. I mean, it's just, I don't understand this. I mean, it's like by not giving one.
I wouldn't know why they wouldn't text her.
Help spreading the virus. You know, so where can you go in Montgomery to get tests, and do you have to have an appointment? Is it just walk up? How is it done?
You can provide me with a zip code, and I can provide you with a number to the nearest testing site.
36040.
36040?
Yes.
Pulling up on Lowndes County Health Department.
Yeah,
I can provide you with their number, and you can see, do they have any tests available for her?
Okay, do you know what date they give them on?
No, ma'am. It just shows their hour of operation. It's 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, yes. You give me their number, please.
334-548-2564.
Okay.
Now, they're the only ones pulling. Yes, ma'am, 2564. They're the only ones pulling up with that zip code 36040. Would you like to provide another zip code?
Yeah, let's do Montgomery 36116.
36116. I'm pulling up a American Family Care Clinic. Their hours of operation is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I can provide you with their number.
Yes, please.
334-323-2050.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you one other question. In Alabama, are we on a shortage of COVID-19 tests? Do we have a shortage of them?
Now, for that, I wouldn't know. You have to cut the vaccine line for that information. We just deal with the COVID testing with this line. But I can provide you with that hotline number if you would like, but I'm not sure if the vaccine is out or not.
No, not the vaccine. The COVID testing. Do we have a shortage?
Oh, the COVID testing. Not that I'm aware of. We haven't been notified about any shortage of testing.
Okay. Yeah, and it bothers me because everybody's trying to do their part. And then the medical facility, they're not giving people COVID-19 tests when they do have some symptoms to find out. We're going to continue to keep spreading the virus. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't understand it. I don't, I'm just, okay. Who can I call to about, who can I talk to about that? Because that's the problem to me. This is about the fourth person that I tried to help get a COVID-19 test because they were sick. And ends up, they waited 2 weeks until they was at their worst. Then when they go in the hospital, give them a COVID-19 test, but 4 days later they die. I mean, this has happened to three of my friends because they refuse to give them a COVID-19 test when they first go in to the doctor when they start having symptoms. And we wonder why we're losing so people are dying because we don't even give them a COVID-19 test until they halfway dead already. Who can I talk to about this?
I'm not sure about that. You can check the website to see if there's a number, the ADPH.org or the CDC.gov website. But
okay.
I don't have a number for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Great day.
Okay.